Hello, everybody. Anton Kraley here again. And let me just start this by apologizing for the audio if it doesn't sound like it has for the past, I don't know, 10 or so episodes. I'm actually in my car right now. It feels good to drive again. I really miss having a car. But yeah, I'm in my car driving back to our office here in Austin, Texas, after spending, I don't know, the past, what, 2 or 3 months in New York City, in Manhattan. So yeah, I got back on like Friday in the afternoon, spent the weekend kind of just like arranging everything, getting set back up. And today is a work day. It's Monday, and I'm super excited about it because over the summer in Manhattan, I just, you know, met with so many like friends, people that I've known for since my whole life, and some people that I've just met around the world over the past few years, and some people that I didn't know yet that are just kind of based in Manhattan or that were spending their summers there also. So again, back from, you know, this not time off, because I definitely worked while I was there, but I guess this different experience, right? And this change of scenery and this change of pace. And that's really what I wanted to talk about in this podcast today. So kind of comparing Austin, Texas, where I've lived for, I guess, like 2.5 years now, and Manhattan, which is, you know, I'm not from Manhattan, I'm from Long Island, but which is where I just was, right? Where I just got back from. So it's funny. And the first thing that I'll say is, if you followed anything that I've, you know, put out over the past, again, 2.5 years since I've lived in Austin, you've probably heard me say not the best things about it. And listen, I'm not one of those people that like is totally negative and that just, you know, thinks everything, you know, sees everything in a negative light. But in Austin, there definitely are a lot of what I would consider, you know, downsides or negatives to being here versus being in another location. And I could talk about some of those, but a lot of the things that I had complained about in Austin is that it is very small. And of course, small is relative, so it depends where you're from. But again, I'm, you know, from New York, and then I lived in literally in Saigon, in Ho Chi Minh City, in Vietnam for years, which is just an insane amount of people and energy. And I came straight from there to Austin, Texas. And, you know, I literally had moved here without ever coming to even visit, just based on what people have told me about it. So came with my wife, a whole bunch of boxes, and showed up, stayed at a hotel for 3 nights and said, we need to find a place to move. And yeah, that was kind of my like entry to Austin. And a lot of the things that that I didn't like about it, and that I still really don't, are just the size of it all. So when I consider like a city, I'm thinking like downtown. And I know cities are bigger than downtown, so for everyone that wants to technically correct me, but I'm talking about, you know, when I think city, I think like bigger buildings, everything close together. I think walking, I think like this is the area, right? Like the hub of it all. So in Austin, the actual downtown area, the city, that's originally where I planned to live, where I planned to have our office, where I planned to just spend all my time. It is so, so, so tiny. So everyone that's been to Austin knows this, that's listening to this right now, but it's like a few blocks. I mean, you know, yeah, it's like a few blocks, and it's not a place where there's always something happening on the street, and it's not a place that you're going to constantly bump into your friends, you know, when you're out for a walk in the morning to get a coffee, and there's just not a lot of energy in the actual downtown. So that was one thing that kind of shocked me, and I realized after being here for only a few days that I don't want to have our office downtown, and I don't want to live there. Another issue that I had with it, and I still do, is the type of homeless people that are here. And, you know, I know there's going to be homeless people, and it's unfortunate, and, you know, it's just one of those things that is part of society. But with the type of homeless people in Austin, it sounds weird to say, but they're like pretty aggressive, and I don't know if it's a drug thing. I don't know what it is, but like the homeless people that you see, you know, in Manhattan are kind of just there, and they might have a cup out asking for some change. But here it's like people on every street corner following you around, you know, sometimes like touching you, trying to get money. And it makes the downtown very, very awkward and not a fun place to be, especially with your family. So yeah, those were some of my negatives of Austin. And kind of the plan that I originally had when we got here was we're going to spend, you know, 3 to 5 years. We're going to grow the team. We're going to grow the businesses. And then we are going to, you know, kind of take it from there. But I was committing to 3 to 5 years. So as this 3 years is coming to an end, I thought, you know what, let me start looking for other locations that maybe we can have a second office. Maybe we can work from a few months a year. Just kind of just exploring options, right? So I personally love, love, love Manhattan. I know a lot of people don't. That is fine. Everyone has their own preferences, but I love it. Like where we lived, especially right on Washington Square Park downtown, There are just so many restaurants. There's so many coffee shops. There's so many bars. There's so many people. There's just like this constant energy no matter what hour it is. If you go outside, like, boom, like you're plugged into it. And like for me, that gives me, you know, energy and motivation. And it just, it gets me like, you know, feeling, I don't know, like I want to accomplish more and I want to do more and I want to be more. So I personally like thrive off that. And again, that's the total opposite of Austin. You don't have that here. So the thing is though, when we were there, right, when we were living in New York, my wife and I and our son, what we started to do was look for a second home. So we were going out, you know, like basically every weekend to different open houses. We were online all the time. We were just seeing what's available to possibly buy a second place and then to keep it as like a vacation home for now and then maybe eventually make that our full-time residence. And what I realized is the vision that I had in my head of New York City, right? Like what I remember it as a single guy without a baby who didn't need three bedrooms and three bathrooms and, you know, all these like nice things to have, all these luxuries. It just wasn't the same. So I'll get to like who it probably is good for and who it's not. But I'll tell you, for me personally, after spending these few months there and looking for a place to buy and thinking about having my family there, just realized that it's New York is the same, but it's not the same to me anymore. And that's because now, again, I'm, you know, I have a family and I have different priorities and we need different things in life, right? Like different, like I'm not going to move to New York and not have, you know, kind of my ideal lifestyle. And then when you compare the quality of life for a family, not for a single person, but when you compare the quality of life for a family combined with the extra taxes that just gets taken out of your money, combined with, you know, the extra cost of living. Again, I was aware of all those things and I was fine with them based on my old lifestyle, but based on my new lifestyle, it just didn't make any sense. So for anybody listening to this that like has a family and is maybe weighing the options of like, yeah, I love Manhattan. I mean, there's so much entertainment. There's just so much going on. Like, should I live there? I mean, you might know this already. It might be obvious to you. It wasn't obvious to me. That's why I just spent the past 3 months trying to figure it out. But to raise a family there, especially with young children, we kind of, you know, we cross that off our list of possible things that we're going to be doing. So I'm probably still going to sublet a place there every summer. I'm going to get to enjoy it. I'm going to get to see all the concerts. I'm going to get to go to all the shows. I'm going to get to eat at all the restaurants. But I'm not going to be trying to buy a place, move my business, and raise a family there. It doesn't make sense. So that brings me back to Austin now, right? And all those negatives that are associated with Austin. Because again, I mean, it's not like, I know it's been voted the best place to live for the past however many years, like it keeps winning that. I don't know about that. I didn't come here and think this is the best place. I can't believe I've never been here. Definitely not my thoughts on it. Like this is like some Mecca or anything, but I will say, you know, the grass is always greener type of thing. Coming back now, I do appreciate a lot more of what it has to offer. Some things are like right now, again, I'm driving to the office. I'm basically there. It's like an 8-minute drive. There's never anyone on the road because I'm driving kind of against the traffic because we opened our office 3 miles outside of downtown. So I don't have to deal with traffic. Some other benefits are that just the availability of housing, you have a lot more options. You don't feel like you're going to be forced into something or have to get into a bidding war, especially if you're just going to lease. That's an amazing thing about it. The cost of living, like, you know, if you make a lot of money, I don't want to say it doesn't matter, but that's not really the most relevant. But if you're just getting started, then this would be a place where you can keep your expenses down. And then, you know, for me, the biggest thing now, again, my priority is my family. And there's just a lot, it feels like more of a family place. You know, there's like, it just where we bring our son to the classes we go to in New York City, like all the classes that we brought him to were all nannies, right? Because the parents have to work to afford the lifestyle. Where my wife takes my son to the classes because she works, but she works from home and she's able to take our son around, right, herself and, you know, raise him herself instead of a nanny. And, you know, in Austin, when she takes him to classes, it's all like the mothers. So just a different vibe. Again, probably not relevant to most of the people listening to this if you don't have a family, and obviously has nothing to do with e-commerce, but it does have something to do with the lifestyle and making decisions based on different priorities. And the biggest thing that I could say is I don't think I'm going to be in Austin, you know, 5 years from now or 10 years from now, but the whole grass is always greener thing is 100% true. And what you have in your mind of your ideal place, like what I had in my mind that I kind of built up Manhattan to be because of what it used to be to me, may not be what it really is, or may not be what it is to you at this point in your life. So one thing that I would say, the reason I love lifestyle businesses instead of startups and, you know, instead of going the corporate route, is because you have the time and you have the freedom to actually be able to explore different areas and different things that you might want in life. So instead of like having to, for me, like rush into a decision and, you know, sign a lease online, then move to Manhattan and then be like, okay, hope it works out. We were able to spend a few months there and really see if this is something we wanted. So I would encourage you, you know, whatever type of business you're building with e-commerce, whether it be importing, whether it be drop shipping, whether it be manufacturing, whatever it is, try to set it up so you do have the ability to be able to take a few months and go experience different places. And it's going to make your life a lot easier, because then you could really have no regrets. Then you could know, you know, where you want to be, when you want to be there. And maybe you make a decision like me where, you know, you have a base, which is a place you feel comfortable, a place that's good for you personally or you and your family. And then you have that ability to take those few months every year to just kind of go to these other places that maybe, you know, make sense for a couple months, but not for the full year. And the only reason that's possible is because I build lifestyle businesses where I can kind of plug in and unplug as much as I want to, where I can work from anywhere. And there's no reason why, if you're listening to this, you can't do the same exact thing. And for all like the frameworks of how, you know, we structure all of our e-commerce businesses and everything, obviously just go to ecommercelifestyle.com, click on courses. You could find that all there. And yeah, I'll just, you know, end this with saying, for anyone that is considering, you know, maybe weighing those options between Austin and New York City, my advice would be, if you're young, if you're single, if you really are all about, you know, being out and about and socializing and going to the best restaurants in the world and seeing the best concerts in the world and going to the best performances in the world, then you really, I think, should spend a year in Manhattan, because you're just gonna, you know, you're gonna have the best year of your life. Again, if you're into that sort of thing. If you, you know, aren't, then Austin is a great place. Especially, one more thing I didn't mention yet is the, and just so everyone knows, I've been at my office for 4 minutes now. I'm sitting in the parking lot. But Austin, like, if, like, the type of entrepreneur that's here is different than the type of entrepreneur that you'll find in New York City, from my experience. I think it's because the cost of living and the cost of rent and just everything, the cost of doing business in New York is more expensive. A lot of the people that are there are working a lot more and they're building different types of businesses, which, you know, it's not a bad thing, like respect to them, but they're definitely in the startup mode rather than the lifestyle business mode. And in Austin, I'll be honest, most people that I meet are kind of in that startup mode also, but there is more of a lifestyle business type vibe here than in New York City. But there still is a lot of startup here. If you really want the lifestyle vibe and that's what you're looking for, people that are building these, you know, 4-hour workweek type businesses, those people you're going to find in Chiang Mai in Thailand. You're going to find them in Saigon in Vietnam. But yeah, more, you're going to find more of them in Austin than you would in New York City. So I don't know, just a little rant I wanted to record on the way in. Again, I'm excited to get back to work, to meet with my team, and to map out the next 6 months of growth. So hope you guys found that valuable. If you did, I'd love to hear your thoughts. You can go ahead and go to ecommercelifestyle.com/episodes, leave a comment, let me know. And if there's any other cities that you think are like the perfect spot, I'm really curious to hear, because I'm always open to traveling and finding new locations. So yeah, let me know. And with that being said, guys, I'm going to get in here, get to work, and I'll speak to you all in the next episode of E-Commerce Lifestyle. Thank you, everybody.